I'm Mike Goldberg with you here for Classical Music, and I'm joined today by Larry Allen Smith, Artistic and Executive Director for the 2014 Wintergreen Summer Music Festival and Academy. That's a lot of words, Larry, I got it out. Pleased to have you here. This is a wonderful festival that's been going on since 1997. You want to give me a general overview of what you guys do up at Wintergreen?
Sure, and thank you so much for having me today. The festival began in 1997. As you said, and the organization that runs the festival is called Wintergreen Performing Arts, which folks will want to know if they want to know about wintergreenperformingarts.org for the website. But it started in 95, really as a local arts council for people who loved music up on Wintergreen Mountain. But they realized that there was a need to have a festival, there was a desire to have a festival, and it took off. And it's unbelievable how much it's grown over the years. In around 2000, we started having our own orchestra. I arrived in 2006. The festival's grown from, in 2006, there were 37 events in 3 weeks. Now there are 229 events in 28 days.
That's a lot, yes.
Yeah, a lot. And I think we reached our all-time high in 2010 where we had 300 events. And that was a little bit too many events there.
And I know you draw artists virtually from anywhere. We have artists from around Virginia. I know some folks come from Richmond sometimes, Roanoke, and then all places outside of Virginia as well.
Absolutely. It's really exciting. We have people from all over the world literally coming to perform. In any given year, we could have between 100, 150, 200 guest artists coming to the mountain. So, and each year, the festival is based on a theme. I find that by organizing everything around a theme, it really helps, and it energizes the whole program. I find that the programs actually take on their own lives as I plan them. They usually takes about 18 months to plan. And one thing leads to another, and it's unbelievable what happens.
So this year, we are focused on the rhythms and colors of South America. Tell me a little bit about what you have planned for this summer.
Well, this particular year, which has the overriding name of Amazonas, I chose that because of the jungle, because of the region of Brazil, and it's just such a distinctive area of Brazil, of South America. But we're going to have South American performers who will be playing all sorts of music, not necessarily South American. And we'll have American performers who will be playing a lot of South American music. So there's a wide range of programming. It's extremely varied. And I think people will find it very enjoyable.
All right. Tell me a little bit about the orchestra performances around the weekends, Saturday and Sunday during the month of July, correct?
Yes. Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m. And they're very, very popular. Our orchestra is made up of musicians, professional musicians who come from all over the country. And we have guest conductors. This year, the first week is Carl St. Clair from California. And then the second week, Christopher Zimmerman, who conducts the Fairfax Symphony Orchestra outside D.C., as well as Fargo, Moorhead, North Dakota. And then the third week, Andres Franco from Fort Worth, Texas, a Colombian-born conductor. And then the last week, Mayon Chen, who is a tremendous favorite of the festival. We've had her a number of years.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the highlights, some of the pieces that will be played that people can hear. And some of this is really fun.
It is. And, you know, one thing I'm doing is there are two composers who stand out when you speak about South America, South American classical music, Villa-Lobos from Brazil and Rita Stera from Argentina. And so I think if people follow the festival, they'll get a good understanding of some of that music. But they'll also find out about composers from all different sorts of places in South America who will complement what we're offering, as well as I said before, Western composers, traditional composers, shall we say, who will also have performances. The first week, we have Miriam Conti, who's Argentinian pianist, and she'll be playing Mozart. The second week, the soloist is Berta Rojas, who's Paraguayan, and she'll be playing Rodrigo, who's Spanish. Mm-hmm. The third week, we have Alcides Rodriguez, who's from Venezuela. He'll be playing Rossini. And he'll all as a clarinetist, but he'll also be playing a piece by Ricardo Lorenz, who is one of our composers in residence, and he's playing the maracas.
Oh, that should be a lot of fun.
The Venezuelan maracas. And then the final week, a Villa Lobos piece for saxophone played by Kerry Kaufman, American saxophonist.
And I want to give you a little sneak preview, our listeners, that is, of a piece that you're going to hear this summer if you head on up there, of Villa Lobos. You want to introduce that piece for me?
Yes, it's an early piece called the Sinfonietta No. 1, and it was written in 1916. It's interesting how we're programming it, I think, because we're starting off with an overture of Mozart and following it with this piece because Villa Lobos wrote this piece in memory of Mozart. Mm. So I don't know if you'll hear any Mozart in it, but at least you'll know it was in his heart as he was writing it.
All right. So picture yourself listening to an overture by Mozart, maybe, and then this piece comes up. The Sinfonietta by Hector Villa-Lobos.
The third movement.
Okay. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
music of Villa-Lobos, his third movement from the Sinfonietta. That was the Southwest German Radio Orchestra led by Carl St. Clair here on 88.9 WCVE. I'm here with Larry Allen Smith, who is artistic and executive director at the Wintergreen Performing Arts Festival for the summer. And Carl St. Clair will be a guest conductor. Is he actually going to do the Villa-Lobos?
No, he's not going to be conducting that piece, but he's recorded so many of the orchestral works of Villa-Lobos. He is conducting the Bacchianas Brasileiras number 9 on his program. So you'll get to hear some of that.
Larry, tell me a little bit more about some of the other events going on. We've really focused on the orchestral events, the weekend concerts, but there's a lot more as part of this festival.
Every single day, one could start at 9:30 in the morning and go till 10 or 11 at night. That's really the exciting thing about it, is because you can come over for the day or 2 days or 3 days. We actually have people coming, by the way, for the whole month and spending time at the festival. But in terms of musical events, chamber music is very important. We also have quite a few chamber music concerts, including the incredibly popular coffee concerts on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. And everyone who comes to those concerts, they receive a cup of coffee. In fact, several cups of coffee. And coffee is king there at Wintergreen on Sunday mornings. And then we also have Friday evening chamber music concerts. This year, the piano is featured. And we will have Brazilian pianist Luis de Moro Castro, Argentinian pianist Miriam Conti playing a solo recital as well as her concerti. We will have Paulo Steinberg, Brazilian pianist, and a piano duo, the Witkowski piano duo, which is Fabio and Gisele Witkowski. They're Brazilians. So it's quite amazing, all the things that go on. And you know, it's not just music. The festival has become something that includes visual arts, theater. Mm. This year, we're doing a play called Our Lady of the Clouds. There's dance. We've got tango this year. There's food. There's wine. So you see, no one could ever be bored by coming to the Wintergreen Summer Music Festival.
Exactly. And it's not just the festival performances, but you actually have an academy as well.
We do. The academy is an extremely important component, and it draws about 40 kids from, I shouldn't say kids because they're also young adults, so sort of late high school all the way through their 20s. Remarkable young people who come and study primarily chamber music with us. They perform a lot during the festival. There's a thing called Music in Unusual Places, and there are about 20 some of those where you go to a beautiful overlook or somewhere unusual, and suddenly music pops up and the Academy students play. This year, one of our composers, a composition student, is coming from Colombia. We have others from California, all over the United States.
And the faculty is performers from the festival, correct?
Absolutely. And they are the professional musicians who play in the Wintergreen Festival Orchestra, who make up the Wintergreen Chamber Players. They are the ones who teach the students and are doing a tremendous service throughout the entire festival.
So this is a great way to spend a wonderful summer day up at Wintergreen this year. Larry, tell our listeners, how can they find out more information about the festival?
Well, the website is wintergreenperformingarts.org. And that's probably the easiest way for them to find out about it. The other thing that's exciting about coming up to Wintergreen, you know, it's on the crest of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yes.
So when it gets hot and humid down below, people can go up to the mountain and we guarantee about 15 degrees cooler. Just for them.
You guarantee that.
Almost.
All right. It sounds like you've got a great festival plan. I really appreciate you stopping by today and talking with us a little bit about the festival.
Thank you so much.
That's Larry Allen Smith, Artistic and Executive Director of the 2014 Wintergreen Summer Music Festival and Academy. Runs from July 7th until August 3rd up at the Wintergreen Resort. Check it out, folks. And we'll, of course, have a little bit more information on our website, ideastations.org.